the greatest thing. Like, I was talking to somebody not too long ago. I was talking about the, you know, he wishes he had more means. I said, what would you do? He said, I would have the greatest Talmidei Chachamim in my house. I would take care of them. I'd give them whatever they wanted. You know what I mean? This is what he's saying. This, according to Chazal, is a very deep Chazal. They're saying that those are the enjoyments that he was talking about. Not the enjoyments of the Pardes. I don't think it's a Tata de Sasri. I think what Chazal is saying is that he studied every possible kind of enjoyment. You see? But what is the end? But the end is those enjoyments most people think, oh, those are good enjoyments. No. The end is, you see, in the end, those enjoyments are no good either. See? What is the end? The end, he says like this. He says, what? Yeah, Tachamim Chacham wouldn't object to it. But the, he says, yep. Ufanisi, the istakiras ano b'cholov di diavadu yodi uvetuachi di trachis lemebad v'cholach avolu sviras rucha v'les mosa b'hon tchos shimsha v'al mohadein Elohein isli agashlim alavada tovel almadase. That's the way it's interpreted. In other words, the enjoyment of being mahane the Talmud Chacham, Talmid Chacham, and taking care of them and being in a Migdash and all these things, the psychological enjoyment as a psychological enjoyment was not worth it. It was valueless. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. I mean, you see the depth of Chazal in Shlomo Melech. It was not worth it. The only thing he had was Al Modasi, and so far as his soul was attached to the real ideas, and this was an expression of that attachment that he had. But the enjoyment, the psychological enjoyment, that he was Mahana Talmidei Chachamim, and that wasn't worth it. That wasn't worth it. It's an amazing thing. Amazing. Every kind of, there isn't a thing that's missing. It's an unbelievable, every kind of sublimated pleasure that the person could have, you see, was included in this experiment, and the end was that it was nothing. But now's the big question. Why was it nothing? Because it says he enjoyed it all. That's what it says. He says he wasn't insensitive, wasn't a person, he wasn't an ascetic. Wasn't ascetic. He was very capable of enjoyment, more capable than any other person, because he had enjoyments of malachim that most people don't even have, and the ability and the wealth to bring it about, and every kind of conceivable thing, in every single way. Who could be Mahana Talmidei Chacham Moreh Shlomo Melech? And Chazal said he was. When they came in, they were given, the Sanhedrin was given the biggest kavod, and he sat them down and. Surrounded by beauty, and it was unbelievable. Everything they wanted, they had. He had all those things. He couldn't have. No one could do it better than him. And nevertheless, he says, even though he wasn't insensitive and he experienced all those enjoyments, it was all nothing. Why? Ufanisi ane v'cholam v'chol masai she'asu yodai v'amol shalmalti lasos. All those pleasures, all those enjoyments, on every level, in terms of. The physical sublimated, every form of sublimated pleasure, every thought, every kind of psychological satisfaction, and everything is nothing. He says, "Ufanisani b'chol masay she'asi yodei v'amol shalmalti lasos v'hineh kol hevel." It's empty. Ru'us ruach means depressing. Ve'ein yisron tachas hashemesh. You see. And before it says, "V'chol hashasho l'manati es libi mikol simcha ki libi sameach mikol amali." He enjoyed it. Tremendous enjoyment. "V'zeh yochelki mikol amali." Chazal says machlekes. Rav and Shmuel. One says zeh is what was his makel, and the other says Rashi interprets to be a coast that he drank water out of. He said it. So what is the solution? What is the answer? Why? I mean, if he had all these enjoyments, either he had or it didn't. If he had it, if he didn't have it, so then he's totally insensitive. So that's the end of it. So he's just saying, I don't like these things. So that's like an average person says that. I don't like this. I don't enjoy it. That's not his problem. I mean, he just has no sensitivity for it. But he had the sensitivity, and he enjoyed it. So what more does he want? So how could it fail? I mean, it seems like it's an experiment that intrinsically cannot fail. because either he enjoys it and the experiment is successful and it shows you that that is those are enjoyed, or else if he doesn't enjoy it, it's just insensitive. There's no experiment. So what's the, so what's the answer? See, what's the answer? Yeah. The good. Shlomo's question is not the good. We mentioned it last year. The good. The Torah tells what the good is. There's no question about that. But his question is simply a psychological question. He's pursuing the truth for the sake of the truth. It's a psychological question. Can man have these psychological, are these satisfactions or not? And rooting out the ones that don't make any sense. Now you're down to these, but these are sublimated enjoyments. Are they enjoyable? Are they enjoyable? That's his question. It's not a question of what the good is. The good, the Torah already told you what the good is. You don't need to know that. That already you have clearly the real good is like Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, Le'avos Hashem, Lo'lechas Medrachov, B'shma Mitzvosov, because that's the good. That is not question. His question is fine, that's the good. But the question is, is there psychological enjoyment? That's an important question. Separate question.
So, is he talking in a relative term?
It seems he's talking in an absolute term.
An absolute?
That's what it sounds like.
That's
you see, what it means is, you see, I think what it means is like this. You see, maybe it's a crazy idea, a new idea, but I think what he's saying is that there is no such thing as pleasure for man. That sounds like a crazy idea. No such thing as pleasure for man. Man doesn't want pleasure. Okay, I'll tell you. See, I think the key to the answer is in one word: ufanisi ani. See, ufanisi ani. That's what it says. Ufanisi ani b'chol masai she'asu yodai uva'omol she'amalti lasas. Ufanisi ani is the answer. In ufanisi ani, the whole thing fell apart, which means like this: that if a person, you see, an animal is in a position where it can experience pleasure. But I would venture to say that man does not want pleasure. In other words, you take an enjoyment that a person has. A person has, let's say, you take a simple enjoyment, a good steak, okay? So the question is this. Does the person want the enjoyment of the steak, or does he want the knowledge that he's enjoying himself? In other words, like this. If you could give a person the enjoyment of a steak, but he will never know that he had it, you see, just a pure enjoyment, would the person want it? Exactly. You see, a person is looking for pleasure, but he is not really looking for what he thinks. Because if he just had the pleasure without the knowledge of his having it, you see, he wouldn't want it. He really wouldn't want it. There's no kin. He wants the knowledge that he's enjoying himself. You see, he doesn't want the enjoyment. If he wanted the enjoyment alone, all these things would be fine, because then he'd be enjoying himself. But what he wants is not the enjoyment per se. He wants to know that he's enjoying himself. You see, that's a different thing. That's a different twist. Once you have that twist, then the thing is not worth it anymore. You see. Then on the contrary, what? Then the effort is not worth it. The effort, you see, when a person enjoys something, it has to be worth, and I don't mean the effort, the physical effort, because obviously he didn't have to involve himself as well. He was the wealthiest man in the face of the earth. So he had plenty of servants to do all the work. But it's not the physical effort that he's talking about. And that's why he was the one that could do the experiment, because another person has to exert physical that's a detraction. They didn't have to do that. You see, it's the mental preoccupation with the fantasy. That's the omal. See, what he showed was that since if man really was directly after pleasure per se, then it would be possible. But the fact is that nobody really wants that. Nobody really wants pleasure. They want to have the thought that they have pleasure. But that thought is an acquisitive kind of a thing. You see? And since it's an acquisitive kind of a thing, the moment, that's why it says Ufanisi ani, the moment he turned to look, you see, which is what he wants, the knowledge of the thing, the knowledge of the acquisition, that makes the whole thing worthless. The effort becomes worthless. The preoccupation with setting the thing up is lost because you aren't after that which you're setting up. Do you follow what I mean? Okay. In other words, if a person wanted pleasure, a person wanted the pleasure of a steak, okay, so then you can say, okay, so it's a fair trade-off. He goes for the steak, he has the preoccupation with the steak, and then he enjoys the steak. Okay. But if the person can't really enjoy the thing, because what he's after is not the enjoyment itself, but it's the knowledge that he's enjoying himself, which is a superadded kind of a phenomenon, so then he's once, you understand me? So now it's a different kind of an enjoyment. That for that kind of an enjoyment, the expenditure of energy is not worth it. Do you follow? Because he really is removed from the thing itself that he's preoccupied with. You know what I'm saying? In other words, he's preoccupied with the type of the steak. But if he would get it, that would be a fair exchange. But if he's not capable because of his human nature to really get it, all he's getting is the thought that he has it, so then it's not worth the whole thing. Once you realize that, it's simply not. Exactly.
What he wants, when exactly. He gets it, he doesn't know he has it.
That's
he finds out he has it, but he's no longer enjoying the thing.
That's correct.
By the way, as long as he's enjoying the meaning of that ending, so that's why he uses
what?
The term
if and because now you're involved in the activity.
Yeah.
He is reflecting on it.
That's good. That's what Aaron is saying is 100% true. Why he says that he worked on all these things when in fact he didn't work on them himself. But that's for sure, that in order for these things to come about, the person has to put in tremendous amount of mental effort. As a matter of fact, I mean, some of these, if you ever read about these people who, like the Vanderbilts and the creators, some of them had stopped work for months, stopped their business, because they just completely engrossed themselves in this project. You see, you can't do anything like that without a total mental preoccupation and tremendous sums of energy being involved. But the thing is like this. You see, if it's the fact... Now, why is it if it's the fact that you had the enjoyment that it's not worth it? Because, you see, the fact that you had the enjoyment is a one-time thing. You know what I'm saying? If a person really would enjoy pleasure, so there is a duration. You see, there is... the preparation, which of course is a painful thing because he has to go through a process of investment of energies, but then at least he reaps the succeeding experience over a period of time, which could be in proportion, you see. But if it's simply the pleasure itself is nothing, it's just a thought, so the thought is an instantaneous phenomenon, and therefore the effort is not worth it. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the effort that he's putting into it, the psychological effort that he's putting into it, is for the pleasure. You see, but a human being isn't interested in pleasure. He's interested in that thought. But that thought is a momentary phenomenon. It is not a phenomenon, that kind of a thing about pleasure, which is not pleasure itself, about pleasure, the effort of the involvement is simply not worth it. In other words, if man wanted pleasure, that would be appropriate. But since man is not after pleasure, he's after the thought, once he has that realization that that's what he's after, the whole thing simply is not worth the effort. So now what? That's correct. That's good. That's good. So that's why it says, that's why Chazal said, what was he left with? Vizel Yachelki Mikolamol. What does it mean? It means his cane, his makel, his cane, which means to say, what it means to say is that there is something that man can have. So now you're going to say that there's nothing. There's nothing except the physical necessities. No. His solution was that it's not nothing, there is something. See, makli means there is something that man can have beyond the physical, his physical needs, but it's a very, very small, a very small amount which is worthy of the satisfaction. But it's a small amount. The more, it's a quantitative thing. There's a point of diminishing returns at a very small level. At a very small level. What? They see a makli and yes. See, the functional things, but yet a makel is more than just functional. A makel is something which is, it's a kind of a sublimated thing also. It's makel, I mean, he walks with it, he likes it. We don't use it today, but that kind of an idea. The concept is that there is a small, simple, but also not too far removed. In other words, that is worth it. His solution was not, there's nothing. There is something for man, but it's a very small amount above the necessities, above the basic necessities. There is something, but that's it. Beyond that, you're getting into the area of diminishing returns. That's basically the solution. That's the solution. That's correct. But it is an interesting solution, because he doesn't negate it completely. It's a good solution. It's a solution which is, he's not saying that there's nothing, because since man is a sublimated creature, there is something, but it's a very small amount above necessity. That's the in that amount, it's worth it, and it's a good thing for him. But beyond, once he gets into the area of the fantasy, of the other things, the Fanisiani is never going to be worth it. Because the Fanisiani, when he looks back, he had it. Okay, so I had it. But that satisfaction that he had it, will never be worth the involvement. He'll never do it again. See, he would never do it again. That's why. That's basically what he's saying. The Phoenician is the problem.
Is the three things makli?
That's one thing. And it's, I would say that makli is something that you can do without. It gives a person, it also is a psychological thing also. A makel gives a certain respectability. A makel it has that aspect too. Personally, you know, I mean, in the old days, you know, well, a makel is a kind of like an independence. You know, it's like there is something to it. It's a physical thing, psychological. It has a lot of a makel. I mean, even though I don't have it in today's society, but it was something that had a lot to it. There's a lot to it. You know, it was a sense of adam, also a certain sense of self-respect. I mean, a makel has a lot of facets to it. What? It wasn't a sword. It was like you weren't considered fully attired unless you had a makel, the cane, the makel. The makel is something which had psychological satisfaction. It's also practical, a certain amount of practicality which was beyond what you really needed. You see, but yeah. So his solution is that amount, a minimal amount above the necessities, is enjoyable for man, and that sublimated enjoyment is worth it, but it's on a minimal level, basically, on a minimal level. Beyond that, the enormous investment of psychological energy into the thing, and that all he's going to get out of that thing is that he had it, is never going to be worth it. It's never going to be worth it. Ufanisiani, the moment you have Ufanisiani, it's not worth it. And without Ufanisiani, it's not what he wants. See, the problem and the solution lies in the Ufanisiani. That's where the solution is. Ufanisiani. If he didn't have to be Pona, there wouldn't be any problem. But the moment he is poner, and he has to, and then he looks at it, and what does he have of it? That he had the enjoyment? No, it's not worth it. But is nothing worth it? That's not true either. That's not true either. It's not nothing. Certain things, I don't know. I mean, it's not, you go to Machlekes whether it's makkel or not. But let's say it's makkel. But I don't think that makkel means a specific. See, makkel reflects, represents something. Represents a thing which is, which, see, the Machlekes is one says makkel and one says the, his cuss. Yeah, it's an interesting thing, his cuss. See, I think the machlekes on that would be whether there is also some value in the psychological. See, the kos is simply a little enhancement of the physical. It's an enhancement of the physical. So if you say the kos, so you're saying that there is a kind of an enjoyment of a sublimated kind that's related to necessities. A person has a nice set of dishes, or, you know, something like that. You know, nothing fantastic, but some amount that gives the person that kind of a sublimated enjoyment. If they say makli, it means psychological also, because makli really means makli is a sense of dignity and a sense of self worth, a sense of independence, and the makli convenience. It's multifarious. A lot of things in the makli. I think that's the machlekes. If you say makli, it comes out that the solution was that on a minimal level, the psychological also is enjoyable, on a minimal level. Beyond the minimal level, the effort is simply not worth it because the reflection is too unsatisfying. Too unsatisfying. Yeah. No. That's what he's saying. He's saying even with the Batei Midrashim, even being the big donor, and even with being Mahana Tamidei Chachamim, all those satisfactions, he's saying is the same thing. It's all, they're all psychological satisfactions. There's no difference. He's not differentiating. There's no difference. It's an amazing fact. You would think they wouldn't want to tell anybody this. Because, keep it quiet. No. But the thing is, that's true, but it doesn't mean that there's no good in doing that. I mean, that's what he says, I mean, insofar as the person does that for the real reason, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the sublimated enjoyment. You're looking for the pleasure that you were Mahana, a great Talmud Chacham. It's a great pleasure. Now let's talk about that pleasure. Forget about the sky, forget about the Olam Haba aspect. You know, just that psychological pleasure. That's not worth it. Because all the guy wants is to think that he did that. You see? There's no intrinsic thing in there. And the effort is tremendous, and the thought is instantaneous, and it's just not worth the effort. It's an interesting thing. That's what I'm saying. Any kind of psychological pleasure. That's the solution. But the solution lies in Fonisiani. Without a Fonisiani, nobody wanted that. Just to have pleasure, if a person can be put in a state of in a comatose state where he has pleasure for 70 years, nobody will want it. He wants to know he's having pleasure. He wants to know it. It's not the pleasure.
So he's saying, I don't care about the pleasure.
It is.
I want to know that I have that thing that I don't care about.
That's correct. Well, no, animal, in other words, so what we're differentiating here is between, let me just make this clear, an animal has pleasure, but it doesn't know that it's having it. In other words, it doesn't have a state that reflects upon itself. You see? You understand what I mean? And when we say you know that you have it, we don't mean that you can have a pleasure without knowing it in a certain sense. And maybe my example of comatose is not a good example. That was not a good example. I just, that's an exaggerated example. But what I'm saying is that there is a knowledge, like a dog has pleasure. So a dog has pleasure, so there is a certain knowledge insofar as the pleasure is concerned, but you wouldn't call it it can't reflect on itself. It's not a knowledge of reflecting on itself that it's enjoying something. See, that in man is a necessary component. You know what I'm saying? A necessary component. Without that reflection, he wouldn't want it, even though he would enjoy it. What? The self-awareness. No, the
pleasure, you can't reflect on it right after.
Excuse me?
Right.
That's correct. You'll never be able to remember it. Right. You'll have it, but you'll never be able to. He's hypnotized. Okay? they wouldn't want it. The what? Yeah, what's that? Reflecting. Reflecting. That's true. Or at least it looks like you had the pleasure. The appearance of the pleasure. That's the appearance of the pleasure. That's right. Of course, you never enjoy anything as busy taking pictures. But if you did, you'd have to have a picture. Yes. The depressing part. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so the thing is like this. That insofar, that's, you understand, that's the point. That's the phonisiani. Ufanisiani means that there's an experiential knowledge which an animal has, of course. But with man, that's not the kiyum. The kiyum is the self-awareness of the thing. Yes? What? Okay. So, now the thing is, yeah, one second. So why hevel u'ru'us ruach? The hevel is because it's simply, it's nothing. In other words, it's hevel because there's nothing there. You see? Because it's not the thing itself. There's no substance there. If it was a substance of the pleasure, then it would be something there. But it's a hevel, it's nothing. And the ru'us ruach is whenever an individual fails in terms of his output or his investment of energies, it fails, and there is a frustration, there must be depression. There must be, that's Rosh Ruach. Has to be. Has to be followed by depression. So therefore the individual of necessity have to experience a depression. Because of the investment didn't meet with satisfaction, and he's gonna have to experience a depression. That's the Rosh Ruach. That's the ritual. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? That's good. That's very good. That's what he meant. What do you mean? You didn't mean to cross it with a stick, and you just to get across. He meant that's all he had. That's what Rashi says. The makri means all I had was that. And not kesef, not zov, nothing. Just this. So, and then that's what Chazal means by makri. Makri reflects a small amount. The smallest amount above the necessities. That's what he meant. All I had was makle. I just had a little bit more than necessities, and that was my whole. That was the extent of my whole worth besides the basic necessities. That's good makle. You're right. That's the same idea. That's the same concept of makle. That's what I mean. That's what makle means. But that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. The makle is the only thing that's worth it. The makri is nothing. It's not nothing, not nothing. He's not a total ascetic. I think nothing, because man's nature is he's a sublimated being. But beyond a certain small point, beyond a little bit beyond necessities, it's hevel v'rasra, frustration and depression. Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah. I guess, yeah, you see, it would seem that he had to have the experiment to see whether, in fact, the pleasure itself has enough value. You see, but it doesn't. I mean, that's an experimental thing. Because a certain amount is into the pleasure; it's a quantitative phenomenon, and a certain amount is into the reflection. You see. So the only way a person can tell is by seeing how much energy man places in that experiment into the enjoyment and into the reflection. That's something going off from experimentation. Yeah. On? See, I mean, yeah, Danny's asking a question. What about the businessman that thinks he's getting pleasure? Now, see, that you can't, even though that's a big mistake. That even though a person knows that what he wants is not pleasure, so he wants to be aware of the fact that he's having pleasure, he can't. If you impose a false awareness, he can't be truly happy. If he's suffering misery, he can't change. That doesn't. All that means is a true awareness is what he wants. But if the machinery is completely distorted, the false idea is not going to help him. He's going to experience pain. It's not possible. You know what I mean? The awareness has to be based on the legitimacy. That's my legitimate awareness, not a false idea. And if you can give a guy a false idea, he's enjoying himself. When the distributions of his energies are causing pain, he can't be happy. He has to experience it. He has to feel it. That's not going to help him. So while he wants the awareness, it's got to be a real awareness. But he's talking about a real awareness. Okay. Now, Joel Granick brought up a good point, that it's the makel is a good object, because it's just one object, and it has multifarious satisfactions. So that's a good, that's why that muscle is very good. That it's just one thing, then it's worth it. You know what I mean? When it's one thing that has a lot of different facets, it's not a lot of investments. You know what I mean? It's one investment. Very good. It's good for you.